All right, let's do. Well, I know what we can do. Speed jokes. Speed jokes.
How is John Williams so funny? It's like he's a freak.
It's God-given ability.
He's a speed joke unicorn.
All right, we got jokes here, sponsored by Team Hochberg from Palatine. Thank you, Reed. Dale S. in Beach Park, the garden spot of the Midwest. Huntley Van Horn, Harlan Lobel in Arizona. Steve from St. John, Indiana. Dave Carr in Canada. Wonder if he's kind of down and out today. Ed Brown Sr. in Homewood. John Steele in LaSalle. Dan Shutters in Grays Lake. Rich in Spring Grove says, I often tell some of your jokes to family and at work. I get a few groans and occasionally a good laugh. I've been told, stop with the corny jokes already. And I say, what are you going to do? Call the crops? Get it? Call the crops? Andy, you should always knock before you open your refrigerator door.
Why is that?
Because there may be a salad dressing.
Hey, John, any idea where I can get a toupee?
Not off the top of my head. I know a lot about a lot, Andy, but my lack of knowledge on Greek mythology has always been my Achilles' elbow. You hear about the deer that went to see a dentist about a buck tooth?
In the following scene, Eddie Mazur will portray a personal trainer, and John Williams will star as his client.
So what will it take for me to develop an athletic body?
Reincarnation.
Best costume, some lady dressed as a cat, walking around a Halloween party, just knocking drinks off of tables. That's how you roll. All right, Steve, we're skipping the next one, and you're up.
Okay, in this scene, Andy Mazur will portray a hiring agent, and John Williams will star as the applicant.
Can you explain these gaps in your resume?
Sure. They keep the words apart. If it weren't for the gaps, there would be no way you could read it. It would be like one big word. All right, think about this.
Wonder if he got the job.
He did not.
I was rooting for him.
Really, he would be fun to have. I mean, as long as you didn't have to work a lot with him. Think about this. Aliens are going to be super confused. This is a prediction. When they show up and they threaten to overthrow our leaders, and we're all stoked and say, yeah, we'll give you a hand.